give you the glory, we exalt you. We thank you for this opportunity. It is not by power nor might. We say thank you, God, for who you are. Thank you for what you are doing. Thank you for what you continually do in our midst and in our individual lives. Lord, we exalt and appreciate you. Thank you for great is your faithfulness over our lives. Thank you because we enjoy your mercy on a daily basis. Lord, we are grateful. Thank you because you are good. Thank you for being intentional about our lives. Thank you for helping us to know you and the power of your might in our lives. We exalt you. Thank you for keeping us in your mercy. Thank you for helping us. Thank you for fighting our battles. We want to say thank you because your name answers for us at all times. We are grateful. We say thank you for everything. Your name is highly exalted. We lay it to heart to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Today is the 20th day in the month of June, and we are grateful to God. I want to use this medium to appreciate our fathers and to say Happy Father's Day in advance. Your labor of love over every one of us will not be in vain in Jesus' name. The Lord, who is the head of the church, will continually strengthen you. He will teach you. You will not lose it. You will not miss the authority that God has given to you. God will strengthen you. He will uphold you. And his grace will rest upon your lives in Jesus' name. Amen. I want us to make these words of declaration together. And our words of declaration is taken from the book of Psalm 23. We are going to be declaring Psalm 23 into our lives. Let's say it together. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. As I go out today, I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Not for my sake, for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runs over. Surely, God's goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever in the name of Jesus. Amen. As we have made these words of declaration, the creative power of God in the world brings to pass everything that we have said according to his words for our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, I want us to pray for our people that are in the den of the evil ones. I want us to collectively put them in prayers. We want to put them into the hands of God. I want us to pray to God over these ones that God will call for mercy. Mercy is the only criteria we have to call on. The Lord will pray for mercy. The mercy will speak over judgment in the name of Jesus Christ. Wherever judgment is crying loud, wherever judgment is condemning them, Lord will pray that mercy will speak in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray for the young, the old, the children, male and female, in the hands of the wicked ones. We pray that you save them in your mighty hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy preserve them. Let your mercy save them. Let your mercy keep them. Let mercy bring them home safely in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy restore their freedom in the name of Jesus Christ. Every way and every form that the devil has taken their freedom, we pray that your mercy will write it off and your mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your mercy preserve them. Let your mercy keep them. Let your mercy save them. Let your mercy redeem their lives from the hands of the evil ones, and let your mercy bring them back home in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we ask that in your own special way and in your own divine way of intervention, that your mercy will speak for them in the name of Jesus Christ. We pray that mercy will speak louder and cry louder over their individual lives in the name of Jesus Christ. And over them, we will have testimonies in the name of Jesus Christ, that their testimonies will abound in the name of Jesus Christ, that the blood of Jesus will speak for them in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Brethren, while we were rounding off yesterday, we rounded up with these words, and we're going to start with this to continue with today's broadcast. Stillness is the vehicle that God needs to speak with us. Please, don't look for God only in the loud and dramatic space. God is in the dramatic space and is also in the silent place. So he is not the God that can be boxed into one place. He is everywhere. He is the omnipotent, and he has power to rule over all. There is power and a greater one in the place of stillness. Your time in the secret place is not a waste of time. Trust the process and the timing of God for your life, to incubate you, to equip you, and to prepare you for the higher callings, for the higher purpose He has for your life. You are reading from the book of Psalm 46. You are majorly anchoring on verse 5 and verse 10. God is in the midst of her, she shall not be moved. God shall help her and right early. God is never late, He's always on time. Then verse 10 says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the heathen. I will be exalted in the earth. Then we are going to the book of 1 Kings that we read yesterday. 1 Kings chapter 19. And I'm reading from that verse 2 again. It says, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah, saying, so let the God do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of the one of them by morrow about this time. And when he saw that, he arose and went for his life, and came to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servant there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness, and came and sat down under a juniper tree. And he requested for himself that he might die, and said, it is enough now, O Lord, take away my life. I am not better than my fathers. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baked on a coal, and a cruse of water at his head. And he did eat and drink, and laid him down again. And the angel of the Lord came the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is great for thee. And he arose and did eat and drink, and went in the strength of the meat 40 days and 40 nights unto Horeb, the mount of God. And he came thither unto the cave and lodged there. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him. And he said unto him, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, and for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenants, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophet with swords. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. And he said, go forth, stand upon the mount before the Lord. Behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and a strong wind rent the mountains, and break in pieces the rocks before the Lord. But the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake. But the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire. But the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still voice. And it was so, when Elijah heard it, that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out, and stood in the entering in the cave. Behold, there came a voice unto him and said, what dost thou hear, Elijah? And he said, I have been jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because of the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altar, and slain thy prophets with a sword. And I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Praise the Lord. I want us to know this from what we read in the Bible concerning the life of Elijah. He felt God was going to be in everything, in the normal way, in the noise, but God chose to come in a different way. Many of us are looking at the wrong direction, thinking God will come in this way, and God cannot be boxed in a place. He is not coming in the way we feel He will come, but He comes right on time, and He comes in His own special way that can meet our needs. Stillness is the posture of the heart, and it is only achieved in obedience. To many, this sounds ridiculous. We live in a world that demands noise, speed, and retaliation, but we so easily forget that God uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. I want us to know that you cannot solve a chaotic situation with a chaotic mind. That sounds completely off, and it will never yield a good result. We use stillness to conquer the terrible and scary situation. 1 Kings 19 verse 2 says, then Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elisha, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by morrow about this time. What throws us off balance from the posture of stillness are words. Words throw us off balance, because words carry big weight. Words carry spirit. Words carry power. But the word of God carries life. The word of God overrules all other words, because that is the only word that carries life. Other words does not carry life. It does not carry freedom. Other words carries fear and carries everything that you can mention outside God. So what throws us off balance from the posture of stillness are words. Words that sounds fearful. Words that sounds wicked. This single statement made by Jezebel made a mighty prophet forget his worth in God. It made him run for his life. He made him depressed. Instead of looking unto Jesus, the author of the finisher of his faith, but he started running helter-skelter and started grumbling and murmuring. What is that message throwing you off balance today? What is that message killing you silently? What is that message that is preventing you from staying still in God? And what is that message that is stealing your peace, that says, I will grip you till I see your end and make sure you are not coming out? I know the weight is too heavy to comprehend. I know you are pressured on all sides, and yet he's saying, be still. It doesn't make sense to be still in an embarrassing situation. It's insane, but it's what stands. Though we are pressured on all sides, stillness is the antidote to it. Stillness is the antidote to chaos. Chaos comes to take our peace away. Stillness comes to help us relax in the face of it all. Chaos makes us run from pillar to post just to find stability. Stillness keeps us calm, reminding us to rest because he has covered us, he is covering us, and he will continue to cover us. I want us to know that before that situation came, he is aware of it and he has been covering us. When Elisha was terrified and down, he spent the journey murmuring and complaining. Even when God was talking to him, Elijah kept listening to his grievances. But look at the beautiful thing about God. Instead of replying to his murmuring, God deliberately shifted Elijah's mind. He took Elijah's eyes off the threats by giving him the instruction for a better and greater height and a new assignment. And that's what God is doing. It looks as if God is not even listening to what you are saying. You are complaining. You are trying to tell God to make him see reason why you are going through this A, and God is showing you B. And you are like, does this God really hears me? Does he know what I'm going through? It looks as if he has left me and forsaken me. It looks as if he's not even seeing what I'm going through. But that is not the case. As God took the eyes of Elisha off, that is how he takes our eyes off that chaotic situation so that we can focus on him 100%. God was silencing the noise that was in Elijah's heart, his mind. And that is how God is silencing that noise too in your mind. I want us to know that this noise is a distraction, and its major assignment is to shift our focus from purpose and alignment. Are you allowing the heat of your chaos to eat you up so much that you have lost touch with God? That is a dangerous place to be. When chaos eats, many begin to raise curses on themselves and everyone around them. I want us to rise up. Rise up in the strength of God, because that is a distraction. Rise up from that state and focus on Jesus. What Elijah did right was this, and I want you to have this consciousness to you of it. Despite his terror, he did not allow the noise to rob him of the voice of God. In the middle of the wilderness, the angel of the Lord kept giving him instruction, and Elijah kept following the instructions. His voice is the only compass you need in a storm. That is the voice of God, the voice that kept Elijah moving, and that is the voice that can keep us moving. If you have ignorantly or angrily lost touch with that voice, retrace your step now and run back to God, because it is only his voice that keeps us moving and gives us the right direction where we can get our rest. Is your mind filled with a lot of unanswered questions? Please be still. Sometimes frantic searching for answer in the heat of a confusing situation is not what we need in that situation. All you need is a settled mind in the God of your salvation. He wants you still so you can receive the word of strength required for a long journey ahead. A word that, when spoken in faith, carries the creative power of God bringing solution. Chaos brings depression, comparison, and loss of joy, leaving us vulnerable to a greater attack. Do not allow it into your space. Stillness helps us work in our required timeline. Why panic only lengthens the trials and robs us of our peace? Brethren, get your rest. Stillness is found only in God's dictionary. Take your portion freely. God never gets tired of giving. Ask until your joy is full. I'll be rounding off with this. Look at what God told Moses at the Red Sea. Why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to go forward. Focus on him, not the chaos. He is in the very midst of you, and his power is infinitely stronger than the noise around you. Choose stillness over the noise. Rest in him to become better and stronger. I want you to remember, the enemy sent a message to break your focus. but God has already sent His presence to secure your future. The storm is loud, I know, but stillness has the final say if you allow it into your space. As we go today, the Lord will help us. He will strengthen our hearts to be intentional in focusing on God, because stillness is the final say we need in our life. The Lord will help us as we journey today. The Lord will help us in the journey of our life to focus on Him, to help us to stay in the place of stillness, to receive our salvation in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with us in Jesus' name. As we go out today, I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord is at hand. Let's keep trusting God. Let's keep praying and reading His word to keep us moving. We will not fall by the wayside. The Lord will strengthen us in Jesus' name. He will give us strength in our inner man to be able to stay and hold on till we get to our eternal home in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name. The grace of the Lord is our portion. The strength of the Lord keeps us moving in Jesus' name. The peace of God abides with us today in Jesus' name. It is well with us in Jesus' name of prayer. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.